Hi.
Hey guys.
Well, I think we put bad juju out in the universe our last episode.
Why did we say we'll see what happens to other people or
We're
something?
like, you were like, well, what if Bray gets released? And I was like, ah.
Oh.
Wow. Nope.
I think that was as much his decision as their decision though, so.
I just love how we're like, oop. My bad. We kind of put that out there. And it happened.
But you know, I was looking at the picture that you had talked about last week where he was in the grocery store. Yeah, he was in good shape, but his face didn't look right. He did look like he wasn't like happy. He did look kind of like he was going through it, so.
Well, I mean, it seems like, and this is kind of what is going around, is like he was getting really protective of the character. So I think it was a lot of things. I think he was actually hurt. They didn't say what happened, but he was injured. And he was super protective of the character. Like he didn't want to do hokey shit, which who would? And obviously, I think he's going through it. I think there's a lot going on. And I think it all just kind of became a shit show. So I think I don't know. I'm still, even like a week later, I'm still like, I don't know what to think. That makes sense.
Well, he'll eventually start talking.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't wait for the shoot interview. Don't get me wrong. Like, the shoot interview is going to be incredible. But I don't know. I'm still collecting my thoughts because, like, there's so much shit going on with it. There's people who are like, oh my God, he's going to AEW. There's people who's like, no, he can't go to AEW. There's people who are like, Impact. There's people who think it's a work. That's another thing. Which it's been confirmed it's not a work. So.
Maybe he just wants a break.
Yeah. And part, you know, that's the thing. Maybe he does want a break. I mean, look at Mojo. Mojo's not wrestling right now. He's making random appearances places. Dude's never fucking home.
No, he was never home before.
Now he's really never home. He's making random ass appearances places, so I don't know. Okay. So this is before I get into the sad part of this episode, because there's gonna be some reminiscing because he's a big part of our show.
Right.
I think he's gonna go to Impact.
I
And
think.
here's why. Here's why. So AEW, I think that they give creative freedom, but I also think that they want to be have that realism. So unless Bray were to be a cult leader, and the thing with that is, even if he showed up as the cult leader, Bray, the commentary would kind of fuck it up because they have, I can't think of her name, but they have a female wrestler who there is a zombie, and they say, oh, she thinks she's a zombie. You know what I
No,
mean?
though, I don't think the same could be for cult leaders exist in the world. Like, zombies
Exactly. But
don't.
like, I feel like the real, like the,
They wouldn't
you
play into the kayfabe like they
they
should.
wouldn't know because they're like, we're going to be smart. And then JR would probably say that he's like 400 pounds or something. Because that's all JR can
and talk about is. Who his dad is.
Yeah.
And...
who his dad is, who his brother is, who his uncle is, who his grandpa was. And that he's 400 pounds, even though he's like 250. And that he's highly emotional. Hmm. Because JR can't put anybody over. I'm like, dude, no. Just no. So I think Impact might be a better fit because they don't have, other than the people they bring in, they don't have one star. Like they don't, they have like smaller stars. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that to be an asshole because I like Impact. I love Eddie Edwards. I don't like Moose. Fuck Moose. But love Eddie Edwards. I love Sami Callihan. But like, they don't have one like mega star to build the brand around. It's not Cardona. It's not Myers. Like, they, I think they just need one person to like build their show around who is actually signed to Impact and not brought in. Mm-mm. You know? So that's kind of why I think, and also like they've proven that they're willing to do like supernatural stuff with like Rosemary's Dark Realm and Broken Matt and all that. So, and they do a lot of like vignette style stuff as well, like with Russell House and all that. So I think that would be more of a fit, like if he wanted to keep doing, I don't want to say the Fiend because he can't be the Fiend, but a fiendishy character, that mm-hmm. might be a better fit. So if we're just going off of where he would fit, I would say that. I think New Japan wouldn't take him. Plus, that schedule is hard work.
Yeah.
That's a hard schedule. Like, until they could pick up the New Japan and the US thing, like, that's a hard fucking schedule.
Maybe like, right he won't now, go anywhere.
Right now, Jay's on a road trip. Huh. Jay is on a road trip at the moment. He's in my neck of the woods, actually. He went to the Grand Canyon. Huh. I know. He posted a restaurant the other day, and I was like, I've been to that restaurant while I was on up north. I've been there. I know where you're at. But, Maybe he's going to take a break. I don't think he's going to permanently leave wrestling, though.
Yeah.
Because this is the same guy who's like, I'm going to wrestle until I'm, like, fucking Ricky Morton's age. So I don't think he's going to permanently leave. Now, could he show up somewhere at a very interesting time? Definitely. But I don't think he's going to permanently leave.
Right.
Like, even Bo Dallas, I thought he was going to permanently leave, but he's showing up on High Spots to do a merch sell.
Huh.
He ain't permanently leaving. And Bo Dallas is the one who just got a real estate license and all this shit. So, I'm just saying. Yeah, he did.
Huh.
I don't think that he's permanently leaving. I think, and also I think he's one of those people who's like way too creative to like not, like if he were to not, and I'm not saying, you know, like, oh, he's coming back, right? And you know what's fitting? Guess when his 90 days is up?
When?
October 29th.
Hmm.
He could show up on Halloween somewhere.
That's true.
He could. But I'm just saying, like, I think he's too, like, all of these fucking ideas, and there's more that probably got the Knicks, he probably wants to do. And right. he's probably gonna go do it. So he might take, I don't know, a couple months off. Maybe the 90 days will be good.
That's true.
You don't have to have that fucking axe over your head. Which we will talk about later. There were more releases this weekend. Gotta love it. One of them was shocking to me, but we'll talk about that later. So, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Bray was a big part of our show. Oh, do we call him Wyndham now? Bray? Wyndham?
I don't know.
Bray? Wyndham? Both? I don't know. What is your name now? What do I call you? I've been going back and forth since last Saturday. So I don't.
Well, the WWE called him Bray.
Yeah. His real name's Wyndham. So, whatever. His shirt collab with Blackcraft was Wyndham. So, I don't know. Whatever he is today, whoever you are, we had some memories.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Huge part of our show. And now, I just realized we only have two wrestling husbands left. Oh my God. They're all gone. Where'd they go? If you listen to our wrestling husband episode, they're all gone, guys. Other than Finn and Baron.
That's sad. Who would have thought Baron would have been left?
Not me, but now I'm worried.
Yeah, that's true.
Rumor is everybody's worried. They're all like, what the fuck if Bray could be let go? And by the way, guys, he was the highest merch seller for like 18 months. Yeah. Yeah. So
why don't you go back to the beginning then about your
love? Oh, God. Back to the beginning, which I'm actually wearing my white family shirt today. So it's fitting. And that's another thing. You'll never see the Wyatt family again. Unless they go to a different company and then they are a different family. I don't know what family. A family? I don't know. But before we get into that, Braun is... I think Braun's angling to follow Bray wherever he goes. So this could happen. Good. I mean, Rowan's not doing much right now. It could happen. Rowan's not doing much. By choice, actually, too.
Huh.
Would you look at that? Guys, we could have like a... I don't know what name family.
Wyndham.
The cult of Wyndham could just be the Wyatt family again. Well, without Harper, you know. God rest his soul. But, you know, it could happen. It could happen, guys. I'm just saying it could happen. And then they could demonically sacrifice somebody. They do it on Impact. I've seen it happen. So we could have demon sacrifice just like I always wanted. Except now it won't be Alexa Bliss. God damn it. Okay, guys. Before we go back to the start, fuck that bitch. That's all I'm going to say.
So you're in the camp of that she ruined it. But I mean, like, people that are out there saying, oh, it's her fault. That
I think it's partially her fault. Partially her fault. And everybody's like, oh, she was just given a role, though. I'm like, Oh, I'm sure. She should have did her role better, or, you know, Bray would have a job right now. Just saying. All right. So let's read the tweet by Mickey James.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
First, because Mickey James summed up exactly how I felt about this situation. Also, I've been on Twitter being the one woman hype train. So just saying, guys. Hold on. Also on Monday when Raw was on, I quote tweeted and said, fuck that doll. Fuck that doll, you fucking bitch. Let me find it. Oh, God. Tweeted about Bray a lot. I mean, okay, we'll just say it now. Jen, would you feel comfortable in your job if you're working WWE and they let Bray go, would you feel comfortable in your job?
I think it would depend on if I knew what all was going on. Probably not, but it would depend on.
Well, I mean, the guy had like his shit booked to return this coming Monday, so.
Or I'd be like, well, they're pretty much let go of everybody, so maybe I'm safe because they need somebody to be here.
You're sitting there, you're like, should I update my resume? Like, all right. So Mickey James said, I think what, okay, so WWE tweeted, the fuck? WWE tweeted, WWE has come to terms with the release of Bray Wyatt. We wish him the best of futures, whatever. And Mickey said, I think what you meant to say is thank you so much for coming up with such an incredible gimmick. Time and time again, one so cool and over, we really didn't know how to book it right, so we just gave it to somebody else so we can make all the money off of it and let you go. And that I happen to agree with. And you know what, Alexa? Okay, so I blame a few things. Let's, if we're gonna play the blame game, because we could play the blame game. Obviously, I blame Vince because, you know, Vince is, you know, a piece of shit. I blame creative. But, like, the thing with creative is I'm starting to blame them less because they're saying, somebody from creative said they didn't even work with Brett. Because he was doing his own creative. So instead of going through creative, he would just go straight to like the powers that be and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking. Which confirms a lot of stuff that I've been thinking about this whole thing. So Bray would go straight to them, not go to creative and then follow the chain and do that. He could just go straight up. So I'm kind of, my creative is, I'm not blaming them as much now. I feel bad because I blame them for a lot. This one I'll give them. It wasn't maybe their fault. I blame people like Goldberg. I really do. Because he was fed to Goldberg.
Right.
I mean, God love him. He sandbagged the old guy, which is great. Like, that's the least I would do. Fucking sandbag the old guy. Be like, here, pick me up. I'm 260 pounds. Just put all your weight in your foot. I've done that before. When I was trying to be dragged by a firefighter to get a vaccine when I was 10. Sandbagged him. It was great. Except I was only like 60 pounds. So, you know, didn't do much. You know, you just sandbag him, right? I would have sand, you know, I would have done more. I would have kicked him right in the dick. But, you know, that's just me. Jen, who do you who do you blame?
I don't know. I feel like there's so much we don't know about it.
I feel like there's...
I think it's hard to put blame on anybody that whole story.
I think the problem with it is the writing is on the wall for a lot of it. And I think on this show, we've even discussed a lot of the possible reasons for a long time. But I also think there's maybe some details that we don't know that could make this whole thing make sense. But that's the other thing is, like, the day it happened, nobody could make sense of it.
Right.
Nobody. People who worked there couldn't even make sense of it. So, like, is there something? And the rumor has it that they didn't even call him. They texted him that he was released.
I don't know. I guess it all goes back to Vince eventually, right?
And they said him and Vince were on and off a lot. So part of me wonders, did he do something that pissed him off and Vince was like, fuck him?
I can see Vince being somebody that doesn't understand or excuse anyone having mental health problems. So.
No, because the guy doesn't sleep.
So maybe it was just like tired of waiting around on him, thinking it's excuses.
But here's the thing is, like, he was on injured reserve until 2 days before he was released.
Unless they put him on that for a reason, because they had to explain where he was.
Well, no, because he actually was injured. He had an injury.
But what was wrong?
They're not saying.
So I'm saying maybe something really wasn't.
Something. Because here's the thing is, people who are backstage told Fightful and everything, he was on injured reserve until 2 days before. And it was a legit injury. It wasn't his mental health issues. And the only thing I can think of, and this is what I thought about at Mania, and then thinking back to it now, it would make sense. So, like, 3 years ago, he messed up his foot really bad and had, like, ankle surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like, one spot in Mania where it looked like he landed kind of weird. So I'm like, maybe that, like, he rolled his ankle or something, or, like, something like that. Because there was one spot in during the Mania match, which you couldn't really tell because it was red. But I went back and watched it again, and it looked like he landed a little weird. So I don't know, maybe like he messed his knee up, or I don't know. I'm speculating. I don't know. But they asked him, like, hey, was it the mental health problems that put him on injured reserve? And they said, no, he was actually hurt. So it could... I think with him, it was mental health problems. He was actually hurt. And they couldn't fire him before because they wanted to fire him, but he was on injured reserve. You can't fire anybody who's on injured reserve. So, because when Mojo got fired, they wanted to fire Bray at the same time. But they couldn't fire him. So they've been thinking it for a while, I guess. So I don't know. But the We Want Wyatt chants were great. I did love that.
They'll probably continue.
I think we should start one in Phoenix. He won his first title there. I was there, guys. Well, I was there for part of it. Then I got 102 fever and then tried to stay and then felt like I was going to pass out. So then I had to leave. But I was there for his entrance. God damn it. I cried because I had to leave. I was texting Jen. Because she wanted a video of Mojo. No. I think I did send you a video of Mojo and Baron.
Probably.
I think I did. This was early in our friendship, guys.
Mm-hmm.
This was very early in our friendship. So back to the beginning. Jen, what are your memories of Bray?
I didn't never really pay that much attention to him until I met you, though.
Yeah, you didn't.
So I think you'd have to start from what made you like him.
Oh, God. So I liked him. So in the beginning of time, so, I mean, first off, he's good looking, let's be honest. But I loved his promos. I think what got me was the Wyatt family and the Shield.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. Come on. Those matches were insane. Like, I can still go back and watch those, and they, like, are still really fucking good.
Mm-hmm, they are good.
And it seemed like... And I'm going to bash creative again. It seems like they were kind of given, like, free reign. And that's what made it good. Mm-hmm. Because when they did it with the New Day, it sucked because creative was too much in it. And then, like, the New Day dresses the Wyatt family. It's very weird. Very strange. It was very strange. But yeah, the Wyatt family and the Shield, I would say, is what got me into it. I did like him at NXT, though. I loved the gimmick because, again, like, as you all know, I'm into cults and shit. And when they're like, he's a cult leader, I was like, great! That's perfect! Like, why hasn't this been done before? Like, that would make sense, right?
Right.
So, like, obviously I love the Wyatt family and NXT. Then they come to the main roster. They have their thing with the Shield, which is great. And I had high hopes for Cena and Bray. I had high hopes. Cena and Bray 1, I should say. We're going to go Cena and Bray 2 later. But Cena and Bray 1, I had high hopes. I really did. Because again, like, the guy could have been huge. Like, he could have been, like, bigger than Roman Reigns is now. Because he's got something that Roman doesn't have. Like, Roman has charisma, but it's not, like, it's not exuding out of him. Like, he almost has to, like, find it.
Right.
You know?
He has to work at it.
He has to work at it. Bray, it's like, it comes naturally. Like, he could just, like, talk. He could read the phone book and people would be like, yeah, and then what? Like, he could read a dictionary and people would listen. Roman and even like Goldberg, fucking even Daniel Bryan, like they don't have that. They don't have it. I think like you could almost liken Bray's charisma to almost like a CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like on a higher level. And I think that, I think Vince didn't like that because, and I mean, if you look back at Bray's career, like, Vince would throw every fucking obstacle at this guy and he'd still get over it, and people would still love him and people would still cheer for him, and Vince would be like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, they made the guy almost dress in drag and people were gonna be okay with it. Not okay, but people were gonna let it slide because it's Bray.
Right.
If it was Seth Rollins, it would not be the same situation. Like, yeah, I think Vince really did not like that. Bray was maybe, I think Bray and Becky are maybe the two that are current, well, not current, you know what I mean, who were currently on the roster, who he couldn't, like, fuck over.
Right.
Because the fans would still stand there. And even Naomi. Naomi's a good, perfect example of that, too. He fucks over Naomi all the time, and the fans still stay. You know? So, it's kind of like, they're those people who are just too good to fuck over. But I that's probably why they didn't get along. Vince couldn't play Puppet Master. And then he made Vince a puppet. Goddamn puppet.
All the symbolism.
All the symbolism in the world. Vince is now a puppet. Yes. That's the other thing. Symbolism and all of it. The symbolism of it all. There was a lot of symbolism. Like, I was thinking, I was like, what is one promo? And we can't play him, which sucks. Like, I wish we could play him, but we can't. What is, like, I was like, what is one promo that was the best? And I was like, you can't really, like, I'd be the worst person to do that because that's like naming your favorite child.
You don't have a like, favorite? That's surprising.
I don't have a favorite. I have like a top 15. But then again, I'm the one who's like, you're doing great, sweetie.
But wasn't there one that you used to play all the time? Like when you would like have like a bad day?
Yeah. That is that's probably in the top two. That is in the top two. But like I feel like there's a tie for one. There's a tie for one. But like again, I don't want to say, oh, this is my one favorite. Cause then I'd be like, but I like this one too.
Then what's the
and
tie?
This one was really good. The tie is that one.
And which one then, was that? That I don't remember.
I can't even remember what the words were, but I have it bookmarked on YouTube. And then there was one, and it was in the early days of the Wyatt family where it's like Sister Abigail is going to burn the world to the ground or something like that. So it was those two. I remember those two. I have them bookmarked. Those two would probably be my number one. I mean, I have a special place in my heart when Abby said, fuck that bitch. That has a special place in my heart. Because, like, we're all thinking it now. Yeah, I liked, what was that one there? Oh, the one with, when he was like, it was the reptilian Thanksgiving special. I liked that one just because it was like so fucking insane, but like, I like that shit. So I was like, oh yeah, totally. I get it. Everybody else is like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, it's great. Like, I totally get it. It's great. Fucking reptilians, man. I don't believe in reptilians, but you know, for a minute, I can suspend my disbelief. I don't.
The mark of a real artist.
It's the mark of a real artist. I mean, you can suspend your disbelief. You know, unlike, you know, Goldberg showing up with Bobby Lashley, I cannot suspend my disbelief so much because, like, he's like, I'm doing it for my kid. I'm like, I don't give a shit about your kid. Fuck your kid. Fuck your kid, Goldberg. I don't give a fuck. Like, okay, totally off topic, but I kind of need MVP to be like, fuck your kid. Like, I kind of need him to say that. Like,
Goldberg. Brock would say it.
Fuck. I think Bray would say it at this point. He'd have Abby the Witch say it. Fuck your kids. Fuck it all. But, you know, we've stood by him through a lot on this show. We stood by him when he lost every match he was in. We stood by him when he was drowned in a lake of reincarnation.
You enjoyed that, though.
I did enjoy that, but then he was drowned and then he didn't show up at Access, and then I really didn't enjoy that. That was the one
he showed up at Mania.
But he showed up at Mania, but then I was like, he should have showed up at Access if he was there.
That was a good moment when he showed up at Mania.
I about shit my pants.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to have a heart attack. Thanks. And I was like, wait a minute. Why didn't you show up at Access, though? Asshole. But then we got to have a fun conversation with Drew about it. So, like, kind of worked out. Kind of. Drew was dressed like a total dad talking to me about Bray. It was great. And that was the day I met Luke Harper.
Yeah.
And he told me I should get a different costume. And I said, I feel like I'm fine. I feel right. Okay. God. Anyway,
Is that the same day where you had your lantern and they told you to take the batteries out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. And you know what? I'm happy I had my lantern because I met Harper and Rowan that day. So it all worked out.
Mm-hmm.
I was so happy. And I saw Micah that day.
You were so pissed when that happened.
That was also the day that I saw Micah and I didn't say anything. Yeah. Because she was walking with the Rock's daughter. And I was like, that's the Rock's daughter. I'm not going to say anything. But Micah saw me and I saw her. We were like, oh. And then Micah said something on Instagram. And I was like, I saw you. So I saw Micah that day. And then that was also the day that we met Baron Corbin.
Hmm.
And the Iconics.
It's a lot going on that day.
That was a lot going on that day. That was the day we were like, what the fuck is our life? And then, like, the next day we saw Mojo. And then you were like, what the fuck is our life? Because we were, like, pleading with people on, like, how the fuck do you get an Instagram story? And I was like, where's Bray, though?
Yeah, we could have just screen recorded. We're dumb.
We're so dumb. Yeah. But I think in the moment we were, like, losing our shit. And, like, you didn't know what to say, so I had to make the introduction. And I, like, by the time I was like, I think you know her, he was like, oh my God. And I was nothing at that point. And I stood next to Mike Ben. I'm like, hi, how's your kids? How's your life? You doing good? How's the wife? She's good? Cool. It was funny though, because I looked up, I was looking through all of the photos of that day, that weekend. And I noticed that, you know, in your picture with Mike and Mojo, Mike's just like doing the hug thing. Uh-huh. I realized he probably did that because in mine, I did the same thing.
Oh.
And I stood like right next to Mojo. I'm like, hi. It's Mojo. Oh, and Mike. Mike's cool too. But Mojo's here. I was like, wow, it makes sense now that I think about it all these years later.
That was funny. And then what did he say? Always a bridesmaid.
Yeah, he's like, always a bridesmaid. So I'm like, I feel you, buddy. And you're just like, you have like the biggest grin. And I'm like, I feel you. Always a bridesmaid. I totally get it. I got you. Because this chick over here.
See, you know what I was just thinking about? The only reason you ever, by sheer luck, you got to me, Bray. It was literally sheer luck.
It was sheer. Well, and Gallows.
Well, yeah, but even so, though, like, oh, we'll drive there. We'll see if we see him, and then we did. It was fate, I guess. Because anytime he's ever been in an appearance, we've never gotten to see him.
Well, think about it this way: every time that I've seen Bray, it's sheer fate. Hmm. First time, Phoenix. It was 112,000 degrees outside, and Nia Jax fucking blocked traffic. And that's the only reason I saw Bray. And we were like looking at each other. And you're just like, what the fuck? And then the second time was the time I met him. And then honestly, I tried to think back to that moment. And it's all a blur now other than that video we had. I'm like, I don't know what happened. I don't know what I said. I was like, I could have just been like rambling. I don't know what I said.
I don't remember what you said.
After the video cut off, I'm like, did I fucking lose my mind? And just start like, blah, 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 blah.
And we had that guy there that helped. He took the video out to the pictures, right? So we had that.
Yeah, we had that. And then the third time was when I was not happy with him. But then I still saw him. And we still had another moment, even though I wasn't happy with him. Wasn't happy. And then SmackDown in Phoenix, I saw him. And I'm Merc. And Merp. It's almost there. Not anymore. Hey, that means we don't have to stand outside SmackDown anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, we're just going to go get our drink on. Not really, because I have to drive. But then afterwards, we'll get our drink on.
I don't know. If you drink that early, you'll be fine, I think.
I'll have a couple drinks. Go to SmackDown. That'll be it. Have a bunch of Diet Coke at SmackDown. But you know, this release has taught us one thing. Bray and Mojo are like best friends.
That's true.
That is true. I'm like, what? Wait, what? Sir? And I looked at mom and she's like, they're you and Jen. I'm like,
they are cute.
Ah! I'm like, oh my God, it makes sense. Yes. My God, why didn't we think about that? I just thought they were acquaintances. But that means you could have called him to come out in New Orleans. Ah! I'm like, all right. Fine, Mojo. Also, I'm still trying to figure out what was that shot he gave you? I think it was Everclear.
Oh, the one that was so gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the grandma was drinking it too.
Mojo's mom and aunt, who both, well, his aunt actually just beat cancer at the time. They're fucking doing it. And I'm like, my God. I'm like, well,
that was sheer coincidence too. Who would have thought we would have as far as him?
I was about to fight some dude in the street. And I was like, well, Mojo's over there. Turn my attention away. But you know what, guys? That was also the night that I got a big gulp sized vodka. Or no, I had Jameson and Diet Coke. I had a big gulp size of that. That was like a gas station drink size of that. God. And then it turns out that I spent $42 on our two drinks for those, but they were huge. I think I drank all of it.
I think you did.
I think I did. And I think you did too, even though you had Everclear.
Yeah, that was
disgusting. Then you're like, let's have a shot of Fireball. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, being a puss about it. And then I was like, wow, okay.
I don't know how you can drink that shit and not be able to drink Fireball.
It was like, that dude. Was
disgusting.
I almost said, just give me a shot of whiskey because this guy's obviously a puss. Just no SoCo, because if it's SoCo, I'm going to be sick. God. Yeah, I'll tell you, this week it's been a lot of reminiscing about like all that shit that happened, like everything. New York, when I was pissed.
Yeah,
after New York. God, New York was so hit and miss with our emotions. Well, at one point you and I were fighting. Not fighting, but bickering. But we were both drunk, so I guess it sounded really dramatic.
I'm sure it did.
I was like, you don't get it. And I was like, I'm leaving. I'm done. I was like, I hope I get shot. Because one of my friends who was there was like, you and Jen, he's like, you guys were like bickering, but like both really fucking drunk. So like it just sounded like you were crying. I was like, I was crying. And I was like, and she was crying. And she's like, why were you crying? I was like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know why we were crying. And then he's like, you at one point you said, fuck you, if I get shot, it's on you. I'm like, yeah, I would say that. I was like, yeah, I would say that. But it made sense. Given, like, I remember the lead up to that, and I was like, it all made sense. Why was that dramatic? Like, it all made sense, the lead up to all of that.
Yeah,
it all, like, thinking, I got to thinking about it, I was like, why were we doing that? And then I thought, I was like, oh, that's why.
Oh man.
But like my friend was like, oh, we thought you were fighting, but then like it just sounded like you were like yelling at each other but crying at the same time. I'm like, yeah. I was like, that's drunk us. That's us.
Oh man.
And we haven't fought since.
No. And then top it all off, you didn't get to see Bray.
Well, I wasn't trying to see Bray, remember? That was when I was like, I'm gonna cut my hair and be dramatic because fuck Bray. And I cut my hair. And I was
But wouldn't it have made it better if you had a scene, though?
I would, girl, I'm going to tell you right now. And this is the first time I can admit this because the guy doesn't have a job. So, you know, whatever. If he showed up, I probably would have cried.
And then stupid COVID took away your chance to meet him.
Because I had a fucking paid guaranteed meet and greet.
Yep.
You know what that means? I'm going to have to go to WrestleCon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're going to WrestleCon anyway because we got to find Mojo. But here's the thing, is WrestleCon, they actually post the times that they are there.
That's good.
So, but Mojo will be there. We'll go see him for a little bit. We'll be like, hi, Mojo.
He won't have a line. It'll be fine.
That'll be fine. We'll just sit there and talk to him like we did that one time. But we just kept going through the access line. We're like, hi, yeah, we already saw you. We got to go see Mojo. And everybody's like, you don't want a picture with him? I was like, no, it's the third time we've been through the line. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Totally fine, guys. Don't worry about it. And we took those adorable selfies. Those are
like a long time ago.
It seems like forever ago. I'm just like, what the fuck? But you know, this, I gotta say, this is probably the perfect time for this to happen. If it was gonna happen. Because, you know, Jen's gonna be in town and we're gonna have a good time.
That's true.
Like, we're actually this time just not gonna give a fuck. Because there's zero fucks to give anymore. Yeah.
Nobody important's there.
There's nobody important. I'm just gonna wear my fucking bike shorts and probably this same shirt. And that'll be it. And be like, well, here I am. Not like Bray's here. It's true. He's not. He's not there. He ain't there. Mojo ain't there. Fucking, what you call it? Aleister Black ain't there. Adam Cole's probably not going to be in NXT for very much longer. I'm like, what the fuck? All we got's like Finn. Baron. Which, they're both on SmackDown. Hey.
That's true.
It's like, okay, there is like zero hot men on Raw now. Zero. None. None.
None.
Bray was the last of the Mohicans. And now there's no. There's none.
There's nobody none. Remotely attractive.
I'm going to look. I love how our conversation, I mean, Bray is attractive, so it kind of makes sense. But, you know. All right, let's look at the Raw roster. I mean, you're going to think AJ is.
I forgot Sheamus was still a champion.
Sorry, I don't know why I laughed so hard at that. No.
Nobody.
No. I mean, Jeff Hardy had his day, but no. There's nobody. And honestly, looking at this list, you would probably only say Randy and AJ.
It's not a lot.
Maybe Shamey.
On a good day.
On a good day. He actually did look pretty cute when he was proposing to his girlfriend. Yeah. Yeah. That's. I mean, on SmackDown, we got Baron. Finn. Kevin. Sammy. Shane Thorne.
That's it.
I think that's it. Unless you count Edge. I don't count Edge, but you might count Edge.
Not anymore.
Well,
bless his heart.
That's it. Jesus Christ. What Drew? The fuck?
Drew.
What? Oh, Drew.
We still count Drew.
He's kind of annoying lately, though.
Yeah, but he's still nice looking.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he shut his mouth, you know. That's like on Raw. Okay, Raw has one. One person. One. One individual. One. Mm. Used to be two because Bray was there. Now it's just one. God. This is pathetic. Like, what am I supposed to do now?
You're supposed to enjoy the wrestling, not the looks of the wrestlers.
But, like, I need to be, like... Also, that is rich coming from you, ma'am.
I'm just saying, we're being super... You're being super... We're both being superficial.
I mean, when have we not been?
I know. I'm just saying.
When, I was going to say, when have we not been superficial? And also... The quality of the wrestling is on Raw subpar if best.
Well, so you that's know true, what, but you asked me what you're supposed to do.
You
that's
know what, man? All you the do. Only thing that kept me on Raw was the at least the minute fucking chance that Bray would show up. But guess what? Bray ain't gonna show up because he's Wyndham now. So you know what? Fuck Raw. I'm not watching it anymore. The wrestling is better on SmackDown.
That's true.
And I don't have to hear Johnny drip drip.
Oh, I like him.
With his drip stick, which is just slang for a dick.
I kind of like the t-shirt. I kind of do. I know, I kind of do.
What the fuck?
I would say Miz is remotely attractive. I would.
Yeah. Kind of. But not like where I'd be like, oh, I have to watch The Miz. Honey, you're reaching. You're reaching.
I think he's kind of cute. Although I think that my view of Miz will forever be tainted because I saw him on Real World first. So.
You know, I saw that watching
when it aired.
I stopped watching The Real World right before The Miz was on there.
It was actually a decent season, but yeah, that I literally saw him when that aired, so it's kind of like, eh.
I'm telling you, it's... I mean, at this point, what is there to even look forward to on Raw? Drew with a sword? Which is a big sword, so I'm like, are you overcompensating, sir? Are you overcompensating with that giant sword?
I thought that was Vince's sword. I'm just saying, okay, well, Vince is going to overcompensate.
Well, we know Vince is overcompensating. I mean, that's a given. Hmm. I mean, if Small Dick was a person, it'd be Vince McMahon. Small Dick Energy. You know who's Big Dick Energy? Ray. And Samoa Joe. I mean, right? Samoa Joe does have Big Dick Energy.
He does.
He does. He totally does. Anyway, so, Ray, you were a huge part of our show. It's going to be weird to have to call you Wyndham.
I think you're probably still calling Bray.
I'm still going to call him. It's so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Just change the last name and be Bray still because it makes my show easier.
Good idea.
I can't call you Wyndham. It's weird. It's very strange to me. It's like when Gallo said, you can call me Drew. And I was like, I can't do that. I can't. Like, it just feels weird to call you that. I don't know. Also, we're so mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl. God, what happened? What happened to our lives? Like, this is the crazy thing. This is the crazy shit to me. It's like, if we could teleport back in time and be like, 2019 Nikki and Jen, guess what? Mojo fired. Bray fired. Gallows and Anderson fired. Guess what? You're gonna hate Gallows and Anderson for a little bit too. You'll love them deep down, but you hate them. Also, oh, that time we didn't like them anyway. So now if we went to 2018 us, but guess what? You guys are going to hate Kenny, Cody, and the Bucks.
That's true.
Like, if you go back in time, just be like, guess what, guys? You ready for this shit? Go back to us when we first started the show and be like, you want to know what's going to happen? Well, you're still going to be doing the show, but shit's going to get real. Shit got real, real. And now, like, the COVID cases are going up.
Right.
Mask mandates at SummerSlam.
It's going to happen again. I'm not even...
You know what? As long as we get this little trip in 2 weeks, I'm okay. After that, if they want to shut down again, that's great. But as long as we get our little trip in 2 weeks, I'm okay.
Right.
I'm okay. Like, let me tell you, I'd be just fine with that. Because I haven't seen my best friend in a long time. So you know what? COVID can fuck itself for a week. Well, I mean, we're still vaccinated, obviously, so. And we're probably going to wear a mask on and off. But still. So. I think the whole ramifications in my mind of Bray being gone hasn't quite hit yet. So I'm like, it'll be fine. Like, you know that gif where, like, the guy, the little dog sitting in the house, where he's like, this is fine.
Yeah, it's burning down.
Yeah, that's me. I'm like, this is fine. This is totally fine. We're totally fine, guys. Now, if he goes to AEW, we're not fine anymore. We're not fine. That would be, like, the worst case scenario. I'd just be like, you want to get fucked over, don't you? I'd probably tweet him and be like, listen, I'm okay with this as long as you get paid up front. Because if they promise to pay you something, they're not going to do it. Go ask Tama Tonga. Yeah. Also, like, kick Cody in the nuts for me. No, I would say that. I'd probably tweet him and be like, Bray, kick him in the dick for me. And then if he kicked him in the dick, I'd be like, he does. Praise be. Cody got kicked in the dick. And I'd be like, oh, also do it really hard. Like, really hard. Like, you know how you sandbag Goldberg? Like, sandbag your foot and then kick him in the dick. You know? I know violence is not the answer all the time, but it would make me feel maybe a little bit better. Just seeing Cody get, like, fucking steel toe shoe kicked in the dick.
That'd be nice.
I'd laugh. Would you laugh?
Yes.
I'd laugh hysterically. Like, it'd be great. I'd be like, oh. Like, wow. Why has anybody done this before? This is great. I might watch just for that segment.
That's true.
If Cody got steel toe shoot kicked in the dick and then, like, cried. If he cried, it'd be like, you're so ugly when you cry. But I feel good, you know?
Right.
Like, that would give me the confidence to take on the world. If he just got kicked in the dick. Yeah. The other idea I had, and this might not happen, is Mojo Rawley joins the Cult of Wyndham. Oh, he's not Mojo Rawley anymore. Just Mojo joins.
He would need a new name.
He's just still going to be Mojo. He's just Mojo. But he's going to join because, and I came up with a whole story for this, guys. So Cult of Wyndham is a thing, right? It's a thing. Mm-hmm. And Mojo is a lost soul. Because he can't win.
Mm-hmm.
Something he's always done in wrestling, because he just can't win because they always book him to fucking lose. And then he joins the cult and then beats Zach. Well, he's Matt Cardona.
That'd be nice.
By kicking him right in the jaw. And then they sacrifice him to the Dark Underlord.
That'd be nice.
And then we cheer because Mojo would finally win. And he's with Bray. And, you know,
good plan.
It just writes itself. He's fucking write it to the moon. It's just, I think it would work. Just my opinion. I think it would work. And like, you could add more people. You could add, Eddie Edwards. you know what? Oh my God, it just came to me like a vision. The only person to save Gallows and Anderson is Bray.
Oh.
Yes, please. Please save him. Because I want to go to WrestleCon and see our good brothers, but if I have to pay for a Young Bucks meet and greet, I might die on the inside.
Oh, God.
And I'd just be like, hi, and then walk. I'd probably just yell, hey, what's up? And just walk by. And then the Young Bucks would turn and be like, not you. Not you. No. No, ma'am, Pam. Or just yell, not today, Satan, not today. Just keep on walking, go find the Iconics. Or they're not the Iconics, if I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think he should save fucking Gallows and Anderson. I mean, if there's one person who could defeat Kenny Omega, it's Bray/Wyndham.
There you go.
Yeah. Why not? Let it happen. Make him sacrifice Kenny Omega to the Dark Underlord. There you go. Wow, that would get rid of a lot of our problems.
That's true.
That would get rid of a lot of our problems. Think about it. It just, I'm just saying, like, if we're gonna demon sacrifice somebody, oh my God, he could do an exorcism. Oh, he could do an exorcism on Gallows and Anderson.
That's a good point.
You do an exorcism, yeah. Power of Christ compels you. The power. I'm just saying. Yeah, just exorcise those demons. Just get them out. You know, and then put them like, I don't know, in the lake of reincarnation or some shit. I don't know. Like, oh, that's what he could do. He could throw them in the lake of reincarnation and then they come out. They come out as Gallows and Anderson, circa 2014 in the Bullet Club, and then the Love Tama Tonga, and they don't know who Kenny Omega is. I'm just saying, like, I just want old Gallows and Anderson back. So like, if this has to be the way to do it,
it's worth it.
It's worth it. Like, Gallows is calling himself Daddy Dangles or some shit. I'm like, what? He's wearing an earring now.
Oh God,
like, he's wearing a fucking earring. Like, Carl let himself go a little bit. Not body shaming, because like, again, like, Carl looks better than I do, but like, let himself go a little bit. Probably all the drama at home.
Probably.
I don't know. But yeah. I mean, if there's one person who could save us, Land Mojo. Mojo could be like the unwilling sidekick. You know, like, Bray like busts out a pentagram and Mojo's like, I can't do this, I'm a Christian. It's much like our show here. Like, I bust out a Ouija board and she's like, I can't do this. Like, you know, I'm like, hey, let's see him sacrifice something to Satan. She's like, I don't know about that. You know, it's the dynamic. It just works.
Sure.
It just works. Yeah. But just make that happen. You know, he's the unwilling sidekick. And when Bray starts putting a salt pentagram on the floor, he's like, I'm going to back away now. I don't know if I can do this. And, you know, the one thing is, it would be better than when Alexa Bliss sat in a pentagram with her fucking legs open. Fucking Alexa Bliss. Fucking bitch. But I am happy because the fans chanted "We want Wyatt" during her segment really fucking loud.
Uh-huh.
That girl She doesn't know what the fuck she just did. I don't know when, if she, and when she shows up live, it's going to be a shit show. Like, it's going to be a shit show. I don't feel bad, but, you know, it's going to be a shit show. I just, yeah, I can't deal with her ass. I can't do this. But in other news, other than Bray, there were more releases this week.
A lot
of NXT releases, and apparently there's more releases coming. I'm gonna read the list off. Some people we know, some people we haven't met yet in NXT that are already gone. Bobby Fish, no more Red Dragon. Bronson Reed, who was the NXT North American champion like a month ago. Jake Atlas, an openly gay NXT superstar. Ari Sterling, Kona Reeves has been there forever. Leon Ruff, he was over like a month ago. Steven Smith, Tyler Rust, Zachariah Smith, Asher Hill, who is mighty good looking, so thanks a lot, Vince. Giant Zanzeer and Mercedes Martinez. And you know what the sad part is? Mercedes Martinez is an out lesbian. Jake Atlas is an out gay man. They're getting rid of the gays. They're getting rid of the gays. And on this show, we do not support that.
There's still some left.
I mean, we love the ladies, the gays, and the theys. And you're getting rid of the gays and the theys. Come on! Come on, Vince. What the fuck? I mean, all that's left is Shotzi. Possibly Dakota and Shayna. Possibly. But we're not going to talk about that.
What do you mean?
They're not out.
Oh.
Yeah. But like,
I thought Shayna's not out.
Not in her relationship with somebody who's not supposedly out.
Oh.
Yeah. So. Tegan Knox. Which, okay, I do love. Again, SmackDown bringing it. Two bisexual women in a tag team. We love that. Shotzi and Tegan. Love that. I almost called her by her shoot name. Fuck shit. Why am I saying, I keep saying Shayna. Sonya.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Is it?
I think it is.
Huh.
It's all women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Vince. You don't love a gay man or a bisexual man or a trans man? Vince would never hire a trans man, let's be real. Or a trans woman. Ever. Let's be real, guys. You never would. Oh, God. I'm just looking like, oh, God. He never would. We would, but he wouldn't. Like, if we ran a wrestling company, we totally would. Because we don't see that shit. There's no discrimination in our company.
I was thinking there's another gay man, but maybe there's not.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. At least not out. Let me double check. I mean, Shotzi just got engaged too. Shotzi and her fiance. Her fiance is very attractive. I was like, wow.
Huh.
Good for for her. Good for her. All right, let's look. Just found a list of the top 100 LGBTQ wrestlers currently wrestling. And they're all on the indies. They are all on the indies. Yeah. I mean, let's be real. I mean, Fred Rosser, who used to be, what was his name in the WWE?
Who?
I'm trying to think of who he was in the WWE. If I said his name, you'd remember him. What the fuck is his name? He was there forever. See, that's when you know he's good on the indies, because I don't even remember his WWE name. Darren Young!
Oh, yeah.
Darren Young. I was like, I know his fucking name. Like, what is wrong with me? Yeah, girl, all these are on the indies. These are all on the indies. I'm not seeing one WWE superstar on this list. Let me see. Here we go. Oh my god. So this is totally off topic, but I found a drag queen wrestler. An actual drag queen who wrestles. Yes, I am very, very let me tell you, I am totally into it. Okay, I think that was it. At least currently working in the WWE. So I think that's it. I'm looking again. Yeah, Shayna was on this list. Dakota, Shotzi. Oh, I did not mean to say her name. Sorry. Allegedly, Dakota. I don't want to out her. Maybe she's already out. I don't know, but I don't want to out her. Sonya Deville, Shotzi. I always get Tegan and Dakota mixed up, which is bad because they actually had a feud.
Oh, it's true.
I was getting mixed up, though. That's why I said Dakota, but I meant Tegan. I think that's it. That's it.
Not a lot.
It's all women. That's fucking stupid. Way to go, Vince. But you know what? Pride Month, they're going to trot out Dana Warrior because her husband's a fucking homophobe. They're going to have her out there and be like, Pride Month is everything, guys. I'm sorry. That made me really upset. We talked about that multiple times because they've done it 2 years in a row now for Pride Month. Trotted out Dana Warrior, whose husband is a fucking homophobe. And I don't have to say allegedly because you can hear him fucking say it and it's on video. And he's a racist, but hey, let's put him out for Pride Month. They should put Corey Graves on there because we had a nice conversation with Corey Graves about gay bars.
It's true. He enjoys the gays.
We told him about a drag show we were going to. And he's like, oh, that sounds fun. And Carmella was sitting right next to him, and now they're a couple. Anyway, yes, on this show we love the girls, the gays, the theys, and hot wrestlers, but those are in short supply right now, apparently. Vince, hot men, girls, gays, and theys, yeah, there's girls, but you're going for one type other than Nia, Shayna. And I don't even like Nia because she's an anti-vaxxer. She's one of those Jesus take the wheel anti-vaxxers. Yeah, she's like, God made my immune system perfectly and I don't need a vaccine. I'm like, girl, you're gonna get, I was like, do you want polio? Because this is how you get polio. Like, please tell me you were at least vaccinated.
Well, yeah,
like the MMR one, the MMR one I can give a slide to, because when it wasn't required until I was like 2 years old.
Huh.
Like, it wasn't a required vaccine in the state of Arizona until I was two. So, like, the MMR one I get, because in Florida it wasn't, I guess it wasn't required until fucking the early to mid 90s. So that would explain why Bray and Bo both got the mumps.
Because
it wasn't required.
Huh.
Yeah, I was that first, I was the first year who got the MMR that it was required. And I was like, of course. But I got it. So. Still did it, but yeah, the MMR vaccine, she's gonna get measles, mumps, and rubella, you know, no problem. Adult chicken pox. Fucking Nia Jax, I swear to God, every time I look at her I just think about that quote when she's like, God made my immune system perfectly. I'm like, oh, I can't with you anymore, we're fucking done. It's like, we were done before, but we're fucking done now, honey. Like, listen, my grandma's an uber Christian and she still got vaccinated because she's like, God made vaccines to make me to make sure I don't get COVID again. So I guess you could see it from two sides.
People are weird.
People are so fucking weird. I swear to God. What's going to happen if she gets COVID? Nia? We won't hear the end of it.
No, that's true.
No, we won't hear the end of it. Even if it's mild, we won't hear the end of it.
Or she won't tell anybody.
Oh, no. She's going to make herself a martyr. She's Nia Jax. Remember, she's a martyr. Just like Chelsea Green.
God.
So, this kind of goes back to our Bray conversation. Chelsea Green tried to capitalize off Bray's unemployment.
I saw that.
And then she, this is the shit that gets me, so she tries to capitalize off Bray's unemployment and they're like, bitch, no, like, the guy was just fired. Like, are you that dense that you can't fucking, like, read the room, come on. So then she goes on an interview last week and she goes, I swear to God, I'm always canceled. She's like, I just can't believe it. And she goes, men said the same thing, but they didn't get canceled. She's like, I'm not a feminist or anything, but I gotta say, that's pretty unfair. And I'm like, bitch, read the room. Like, you ain't canceled, but read the fucking room. Like, what's wrong with you?
She's weird.
She's so weird. Like, I'm over here just like, honey, read the room. Like, and no, there wasn't a man. I did not see one male wrestler try to capitalize off Bray's unemployment. So you're just kind of using feminism as an excuse. Like, You're dumb. You're just dumb. But you know what? I'm not surprised, because you're fucking gonna marry Matt Cardona.
Ugh.
Totally makes sense. You know? Your coupling makes total sense. Because you're both bitches who can't take consequences. Oh, well. Huh. Oh, well. You know. Que sera, sera. We got John Cena out here being a champion of the people. I know. I never thought I'd say that. John Cena did a podcast. And, he agrees with the fans. Shocking, I know. He said that WWE should build young stars and stop relying on people like Goldberg and himself to be stars. And I'm like, oh my God. And then he said that he watches as many matches as he can live in person. He'll stay the whole show and watch every match from beginning to dark.
Interesting.
So he could give the young kids advice.
Huh.
Right. And then John Cena said that WWE only wanted to bring him in for 2 days. And guess what he said? Oh no, I'm going to work more. And I'm like, were we wrong about Cena all along? Is he a man of the people?
Sounds like it.
No, I granted, I haven't hated Cena as much since the Firefly Funhouse. I haven't. Because the guy can take a joke.
Right.
And I like people who can take a joke. If you can't take a joke, like, what the fuck? And, like, the best part is when you make a joke about yourself and people are like, oh, that's mean. It's like, well, if you can't make fun of yourself, who can you make fun of? Right?
That's true.
Yeah. So Cena might be a man of the people. Shocking. Other than in relationships, because I know what you did to Nikki Bella, for the love of God.
And it worked out for the best. It.
I mean, I don't like her new man either, but, you know, I get sketch vibes from him. Okay. Like, I get this whole, like, getting married for a green card feeling. You know what I mean? Like, if his career were to shit and he can't be here on, like, a performer's green card, that I feel like this is his second option. Like, he's just securing the bag. Cause, like, she marries him, he gets, like, permanent residency. You don't have to worry about a green card, baby. And plus, they have a kid, so it can really make it look like, oh, look, we're a happy family.
Right. That's true.
I just get the vibes that he's in it for a green card, guys. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm cynical. Probably am cynical. Blah, blah, blah. I can't talk. I mean, I'm cynical about a lot of people's relationships. I'm not going to say what I texted Jen the day that Bray was released, but I'm just saying I have a feeling and I'm not the only one who said it.
I'm probably not.
I've had few people telling me, like, the second he signs with Impact, his life might change forever. I think about that 3-6 Mafia song. She's the baby mama. She's got child support. Just saying. Like, I mean, you always know how to ride a bike. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm just saying. Like, it's just a figure of speech. You always know how to ride a bike. Just saying. Just saying. Right? Right? Just saying.
It's true.
Just saying. You know? Not every girl is a ride or die.
That's true.
And I think a lot of men don't realize that until it's too late. So I'm just saying. Just on this podcast, I'm just saying. But yeah. There's no longer a Wyatt family or an Undisputed Era or a Shield.
The new world.
I mean, leading in with the Wyatt family, though, I found out that Braun Strowman and I have something in common.
What?
Our left legs both have paralysis.
Yeah.
At a percentage. And I'm like, hi, Braun. I see you. I get it. I'm like, you're still a dick. I don't like you, but I get it. We're on the same page here. Yeah, his is 15. I think mine goes from like 5 to 25, depending on the day.
Huh.
So one time I had to drag my foot behind my body, and that was a little weird. Yeah, I was like, wow, this is great. I was like, well, glad I'm not seeing Bray now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That would have been bad. I'd be like, well, guess we're doing this. So, Ron and I have something in common.
That's great.
Also, I think he's going to probably change his opinion when he has to go on the Indies and learn how to book a flight and realize that he has to take care of that himself, and that he has to get a car and drive himself to the venue, and then he has to get to his flight on time, and that when you walk in, the old system is still a thing on the Indies, and some Indies you do have to shake hands still. You can't walk around a big league anybody. You have to humble yourself, which Bron, I think you might have a problem with.
Yeah, it's true.
You have to humble yourself to the booker. So, you know, you might have a problem with that. I would definitely learn now. Though I would love to see Mojo Rawley, or just Mojo, in a Indies locker room. That would be interesting.
He would do good, I think.
Yeah. Maybe too good. He'd be like, this is great. I'd be like, what are you doing? Like, did you shake a hand? Did you humble yourself? Did you humble yourself? Don't big league anybody. Don't say where you used to work. Yeah. Unless you're somebody like me who it just comes naturally and you go up to them and you don't big league them and shake your hand. That's what you have to do to the booker. Yes.
That's true.
It's very true. But here's the thing. I made connections that way, though. Chris Bay, who is now in the Bullet Club. I shook his hand and did not big league him at all. And now he's in Bullet Club. Kids, the dream could come true. Hey, you know what? Don't shy away from the guys you meet on the local indies. That's all I'm saying. Chris Bay follows me on Twitter. Nice guy. Actually, he's a really nice guy, I should say. When I heard Chris Bay was going to the Bullet Club, I was like, that's perfect. He's a great guy. Like, he's a really fucking nice guy. So, and he always, like, fucking very professional, like, doesn't pull the fucking shit that some people in that club have done in the past. But yeah, nice guy. Totally nice guy. But also that means we could have an in at the parties.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. But one last thing before we go, guys. I did a little booking on the day that Bray was fired. Mm-hmm. And I could have the best scenario of my wrestling life come true when Bray is the leader of the Bullet Club in America.
Oh, gosh.
Think about it. He signs with Impact. He's the leader of the Bullet Club in Impact because now Chris Bay is an Impact. And he kicks a certain somebody out of the Bullet Club that's in there right now that needs to get kicked out. And then he punches him right square in the face. And if I'm there, I'll be like, kick him in the dick. Hard. Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds nice.
It sounds nice. Like, I'd be like, do it for me. Just do it for me. Just, you know what? No. Let security let me come over and I'll do it. Like, if you don't want to do it, I'll do it. Like, fucking punch him right square in the jaw and like, kick him in the dick. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it. All day. Twice on Sundays. I'll do it for free. You don't even have to pay me. I'll do it. Actually, no. I will pay you to do it. Yeah. And then I'll go around and tell everybody what bad person he is, but not the reasons, but that he's a bad person. And then I'm going to laugh. Laugh hysterically.
Got it all.
And then he'll be on the ground and he'll be like, why? Why did you do this? I'm like, you know why. And then Bray's probably going to have to pull me back because I'm going to be like, listen, bitch, you want to go? I'll be like, I have one half paralyzed leg and I'll still kick your ass. Yeah. but it'd be great. And then I'll be like, hey, Mojo, guess what? This guy, piece of shit. Just keep it going. Braun, guess what? This guy, piece of shit. It'll be like a train. We'll just keep it going. Be like, Rowan, guess what? This guy, piece of shit. Just keep,
just keep the train going.
And then you know what? I'll be like, Gallows and Anderson, we're not good Judies right now, but I'm going to tell you right now, this guy, piece of shit. You're like, if you don't kick his ass, I will.
I see it.
Yeah. I'll direct traffic. I don't even have to do anything. I'll just direct traffic. Go kick his ass. I'll be like, hey, Tama, this fucker right here, you want to know? Yeah. I'm like, Jay, this guy, your good buddy, you want to hear what he did? Next. Just keep the train going. Did everyone kick his ass? I'll kick his ass. There you go. You know what? I'll just do it. I'll do it. I'd have more enjoyment that way. Yeah. And then demonic sacrifice. Because that's how it has to end. But you know what? The end is... We're going to pay tribute to one person at the end of this. And that's Abby the Witch. Because she deserves... We're never going to see her again. Sister Abigail, Abby the Witch, we're never going to see you again. You were good. You were good. I think people, you were misunderstood. You were just misunderstood, is all. I mean, everybody else thought you were evil, but I didn't. I just thought you were misunderstood.
Not just Abby, all of them.
And Huskus. Sweet little Huskus. Oh, God. And then Ramblin'. He's just a baby. And Mercy. He lived in a little box with a shirt on. A little shirt on. He had a fucking shirt on. And Haman the Walrus. Walrus teeth. But most of all, Abby, because I feel like she was very misunderstood. But you know what? I have solace that in the last episode of the Firefly Funhouse, she got to say, fuck that bitch.
That's what you should write for next week.
But
a finale episode of the Firefly Funhouse.
Oh, God. I'd write myself into it, though. I'd book myself.
You could do that.
I would book myself. I would book you and I'd book everybody. I'd be like, Jay White's going to make an appearance. And Jay White is going to be Jay White. I mean,
you should book it. You should book it. Honey. And let us know next week.
Oh, honey, Jay White. But that is the comforting thing to me. And people realized on the last episode of the Firefly Funhouse, he actually said goodbye at the end.
Yeah.
Like he usually is like, bye, bye. This time he's like, see ya, bye. Goodbye. And I'm like, he said goodbye. And Abby got to say fuck on TV. Abby got to say fuck on TV. God, that is a dream of mine. Say fuck on TV. I can say fuck on the show all the time, but you know, TV, you can't say fuck. She said fuck. Bitch. Those are two very good words. That's like two words that are really high up in my vocabulary. Along with fuck that, fuck her. It's great. God, I watched that episode again and it's like now looking back at it, you're just like sad.
It is sad.
I think it's just, it's really sad. Like, and it closes the chapter on this podcast a little bit. It's a new chapter now because most of our wrestling husbands are gone. They're gone. Jen, your list of 27 is now like 5. It's like 5 now. And my list is gone other than Finn Balor. And Pete Dunne might be leaving. And Adam Cole might be leaving. It's an end of an era. But hey, at least we'll cover more indies.
That's true.
We will be covering the indies more. Because, like, I can't with Vince anymore. I can't do it. I can't fucking do it anymore. Can't. Like, this is kind of the straw that, you know, I'm going to go to SmackDown, obviously. So we already bought tickets and we're going and, like, you know, we're going to just go. And then it's, I think between now and Mania, there's just going to be a lot of thinking on our parts of, like, what we want to do. You know, is it so much that we want to go to WrestleMania? Is it something we really want to do anymore? Like, or do we want to go to Mania weekend and go to WrestleCon and go to indie shows and do something else?
Right.
Like,
it's a lot to think about.
It's a lot to think about. I think we have a lot of thinking to do between everything going on. I think it just depends where people end up as well. You know, we have dates next month, and obviously Bray is going to be Halloween week of where they're going to end up, what's going to happen. So I think it's the chapter of our podcast where it's like, Bray is now probably over. And it might be Wyndham. Or Bray other last name. Or I don't know.
Time
will whatever he too. Is. We're still gonna support him whatever he is, but whatever he is. Sadly, wherever he goes, I'm not gonna watch it, but I'll still support him. I'll be the bitch not watching, but still be on Twitter going, "You're doing great, sweetie." This is kind of weird. Like, this episode feels really weird. So next week, I guess we'll talk Impact. Talk about our trip.
No, that's true.
Well, we're 1 week away for when Jen will finally be here. And then, who knows? I mean, we got Chris Bay and Jay White versus Finn Juice next week. We got, you know, shit on GCW. Maybe we start covering GCW more. You know, might be. Yeah. Maybe we start watching Ring of Honor again.
Oh God.
Well, could happen. Okay, crazy thing, guys. One last thing. I still have Ring of Honor recording. Oh. And I can't, because it's on at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Here on like a Friday night. And I can't, as much as I like, and I'll watch episodes from time to time, but you know, as much as I am like, oh God, Ring of Honor's recording, I can't bring myself to delete it. Like, I can't. I'm like, like, deep down, I think I still loved what Ring of Honor was. Deep down.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I love what Impact is. I've never been to an Impact show. Maybe that's something we do. We go see an Impact show one day.
That's true.
Maybe we go, I mean, GCW shows are supposed to be pretty fucking fun. Maybe we do that.
Huh.
I won't be at an AEW show, so fuck that. But, you know, maybe there's other life out there for us. Plus, we'll talk about Drag Race. This week, we didn't talk about Drag Race, even though it was a very good episode. Snatch Game of Love.
Oh, yeah. I saw the clips of it.
Yes. It was very good. But we'll see. I mean, who knows? Maybe this is where we rebrand and just become a drag podcast. Doubt it. Highly doubt it. We'll want to talk about shit that happens. But who knows? But it's just getting really hard. And I think for me, Bray was the thing that kind of made me rethink everything. And it's just like, do I really want to deal with it? With Vince? Uh-huh. Is shit. I mean, SmackDown, I might still watch, but NXT probably is going away.
Right. And
That means probably no more takeovers. So, I mean, that does free up our night to go to the New Japan show, but you know.
Yeah.
Silver linings. Who knows, the New Japan show could be like Jay White winning a title. Maybe this is good. What if this is what we needed? What if, think about it, our podcast, we had so much fucking issues talking about wrestling. What if this is what we needed all along? Is for Bray to be let go, for Mojo to be let go.
It's a and lot. That's it.
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe this is what we needed. All right, guys. Well, until next week, we have more thinking to do, but we're 1 week closer to our trip. Bye.
Bye.